Gracie Spinks was stabbed to death by Michael Sellers near Chesterfield in 2021. Sajjad Chowdhury, a lawyer who represents her family, says Gracie was let down.
The police officers involved in Gracie's case drove a coach and horses through the concept of basic policing and common sense, ignoring the obvious risks, investigating absolutely nothing, and recording absolutely nothing.
The Israeli Defense Force claims it's found the body of a hostage who it says was captured by Hamas last month. It says Yehudit Weiss was found in a building near Al-Shifa Hospital, which the Israeli military claims is being used as a militant base. Scotland's health secretary has admitted a huge roaming bill for his parliamentary iPad was down to his children watching football during a holiday in Morocco. Michael Matheson says he's repaid the £11,000 fee. He's explained why he made no mention of his family using the device during his initial explanation last week.
As a parent, I wanted to protect my family from being part of the political and media scrutiny associated with this. Something I believe any parent would want to do.
A teenager arrested in connection with the felling of the Sycamore Gap tree has been told he'll face no further action. The tree near Hadrian's Wall in Northumberland was cut down in September. A series of incentives and sanctions have been outlined aimed at tackling inactivity among working-age people. Benefit claimants who refuse to look for jobs will lose perks like free prescriptions and legal aid. And Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta has been charged by the FA for his post-match comments following their Premier League defeat to Newcastle. He called the decision to allow Anthony Gordon's goal embarrassing. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM. On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's just gone 8 on this Thursday night. You're listening to me, Gareth Williams, here on Phoenix 98 FM. And this is Bumper to Bumper, a classic tracks Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. going straight there. I went to see the Queens of the Stone Age last night, and they were amazing. Saw them at the O2, 2-hour set, with a little bit of Josh stage diving, and well, not stage diving, that would have been quite painful from the O2 stage, but crowd surfing, things like that. It was good, it was brilliant, and they sounded fantastic. I've always managed to miss them, but finally got to see them. And they played that particular song, one of my favourites, I Sat By The Ocean, a single taken from the album Like Clockwork, that came out 10 years ago. I mean, which, yes, it's another one of those. 10 years, really. Where does the time go? August 2013, that was released as a single. This is Bumper to Bump here on Phoenix 98 FM, a trawl through Indian alternative from the 60s onwards. And also, no new music tonight. It's been a long week for me, and the day job has certainly got in the way. So I'm playing 2 hours of classic Indian alternative. Now, this is my definition of classic. You might say that that's a classic song. I'm going to disagree.
This is the noise that keeps me awake. My head explodes and my body
single from Garbage's second album, version 2.0. That was Push It, released as a single back in 1998, and getting to number 9 in the UK charts. Then before that, Cud from the 1994 album Showbiz. That was Slip Away, and we started there with My Life Story. Just about to release new music next year, which will be their fifth studio album after they released World Citizen, their fourth in 2019. And they've been releasing a few singles that we have played. We went back to 1996 with their single 12 Reasons Why I Love Her, taken from the album The Golden Mile, celebrating Southend. And that got number 32 in the charts. 20 past 8 on this Thursday night. Hopefully, you're enjoying it so far. This is one of those ones where I can just almost turn my brain off. Some of you might actually question whether my brain is often turned on. I should really rephrase that. Is often working properly would probably be a better way of putting it, on a Thursday night when presenting this show. I think I've just proved that it isn't. I'll get on with it.
Right through me, don't you understand? Oh, my little girl, all I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here in my arms. Words are very unnecessary, they can only do harm.
Enjoy the silence first up there from Depeche Mode back in 1990, 23 years ago, taken from the classic album Violator, in my top three albums ever, along with Sign of the Times by Prince and one other. Don't know, changes. It was, Violator is one of the albums that never moves. It meant a huge amount to me from Personal Jesus onwards, and still sounds glorious all these years later. Got to number six in the UK charts, should have been a number one. Tomorrow Never Knows, then, by the Beatles from the album Revolver, one of the first pop songs to use a lot of the different recording things backward. Backward guitars, tape looping, all sorts in there, lots of overdubbing. I like it. As I've said before, influenced people such as the Chemical Brothers, a lot of electronic music, and you know, some of the psychedelic bands that are out there. It's blinking good. Revolver, I've managed to pick up the two-disc deluxe version. There's a very expensive four-disc version, I think, out there, but the two-disc one did me. So I've got a nice, shiny remastered version of it, and that was what you just heard, because when I put the show together, if I've got a new version of an album, let's play the remastered track and see how it sounds. That's what I say anyway.
Did nothing. Sleeping, thinking, hanging around. I left the dark streets of September as the air was cooling down. It was cooling down. I need the sunshine in the morning.
Creatures featuring Nina Persson, and we'll hear more from her later. Your Love Alone Is Not Enough, taken from the album Send Away the Tigers. That was released as a single back in 2007, getting to number two in the charts, capped off the number one spot by Beyonce and Shakira, I think. And before that, Ash Orpheus from the album Meltdown. That was released as a single back in 2004, getting number 13 in the charts. It's Thursday night. It's the 16th of November. It's dark, it's raining, and it's wet. And commiserations to anyone that didn't manage to get Glastonbury coach tickets tonight, and congratulations to those that did. All sold out in very little time at all. There'll be some very excited people right now who have got their golden tickets to the best festival in the world in June next year. Rumoured headliners, Dua Lipa, Coldplay, and Madonna. So, interesting lineup there. As I've said before, though, it's not really about the headliners. They're a nice part of it, but there's plenty of other stuff to do. Jesus Jones, have they ever played Glastonbury?
Squeeze the Don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out. Look down on. Just do your best.
Just do your best.
Teach everything you can.
Everything you can.
And don't you worry what their bitter hearts are gonna say. It just takes some time. A little good in, a little out the right. Everything will be just fine. Everything will be alright, alright. It just takes some time. A little good in, a little out the right. Everything will be just fine. Everything will be alright.
Kids for food. Well, the change moves. Spring's here again. Rain for dark glass.
Never mind. Nirvana there, In Bloom, released as a single in 1992. That is the Nevermind version. It was originally recorded by the first lineup of Nirvana, with original drummer Chad Channing. The single, when released, fourth single to be taken from Nevermind, got to number 28 in the charts. Before that, Jimmy Eat World in the Middle from the Bleed American album. That was released as a single back in 2001, written about being dumped by their label Capitol Records. They did quite well after that. I think Capitol might have regretted that decision somehow. And then Jesus Jones, International Bright Young Thing from the album Doubt, that was released in 1991, getting to number 7 in the UK charts. And yes, Jesus Jones have played Glastonbury, played the Pyramid Stage back in 1990.
And the water god who controlled the sea. Got killed by 10 million pounds of sludge from New York and New Jersey. In the sky.
ground. But then, it was too late.
You can't see
in this beautiful cigarette. He stops for a cigarette. Right, sit down, stops for a cigarette. All the world carried in a handbag, levitating above the bed. Shotgun head and a trip into space. The handbag drops and rolls away. Oh, how on earth are we supposed to help him? How on earth are we supposed to help him? Chance to go to space. He had a chance to know himself. He traded it for a couch.